Indy, the men have found something.
What have your men found?
They see a doorway.
Right.
It must be thousands of years old.
Sala, we gotta open it.
Indy, you mustn't open the door. It could be dangerous.
Hand me a pry bar. It's a recording.
I told you it would be all right.
What's the inscription?
It says, Tatooine TV.
Well, let's play some.
K42000, this here is Roy D. Merson, and I got a problem with y'all on how you treated my boy Raymond.
That's funny.
The producers of Tatooine TV wish to apologize for the preceding cheesy intro.
Tatooine TV.
Okay, kids, here we go. Sing the Tatooine TV theme song. Tatooine TV, it's really funny. It won't make you money. My feet are big and my ears are long too. I hope that everybody... this is a different song, boys and girls. And then, now Tatooine TV.
You need a loan. You're not alone. You can use the force or the telephone. Call us in a hurry. Don't fret or worry.
Just give us a holler and you'll get the dollars, G. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, word to your mother.
Super Corporate Bank, where droids are people too.
Hello, my dear.
Hi. Is there something you want?
I am here to see Mr. Chapman. I have an appointment.
Yeah, okay. Do you have an appointment?
I just said that.
No, I just said that.
Look, Blondie, I need a bank loan and I am in a hurry.
That's hot.
I beg your pardon?
You said you were in a hurry. Like the jingle. Call us in a hurry, don't fret or worry.
So?
That's kind of hot.
You know what else is hot?
Ow!
Well...
You're right, that's hot.
You will take me to Mr. Chapman now.
I will take you to Mr. Chapman now.
Oh, thank you.
Thank me.
All right, stop that.
Mr. Chapman, there's a wrinkly old guy here to see you.
Ah, Lord Sirius, please. Lord Sidious. Please come in.
That's quite the secretary you have there.
Yes, that was Paris Hilton.
Was it really?
She's filming the new season of her reality series, The Simple Life, Galactic Intern.
Interesting.
I hear next week she'll be dancing for Jabba the Hutt.
Mr. Chapman, I am here about my loan.
Ah, yes, the Death Star.
Death Star Mark II.
Right, that thing. Listen, I've talked to my bank president 3 times, and they're not inclined to give you the loan.
They're what?
Yes, quite frankly, they're concerned about its basic construction, considering the last one was blown up by an upstart farm boy whose only previous claim to fame was bullseyeing womp rats in a T-16.
That's a lot more difficult than it seems. They're only 2 meters.
Be that as it may, we've looked over your plans and found a few major design flaws in this one. First of all, we want to see a force field installed during construction.
Mr. Chapman, this is the most sophisticated weapon of death ever constructed.
And it's basically a sitting duck until it becomes operational.
Like anyone would dare to attack my Death Star.
They did once.
Oh, fine, fine. We'll need to put up a force field around it. I suppose we can project a force field from a nearby planet, say, Naboo.
Yeah, I don't know that my manager will go for that. You see, the Gungans live on Naboo, and seeing how those klutzy primitives tend to break things by accident, it's not an ideal location.
Very well, then. We will set it up on the moon of Endor.
Endor?
Nothing but trees and teddy bears.
And you think that's safe?
Like teddy bears would ever pose a threat to the mighty Empire.
All right, then. There are a few other issues.
Such as?
Well, we like that the exhaust port was eliminated from the new design. Great move.
Well, learn from history or repeat it, right?
But there's this tunnel. Not easily accessible, but it's large enough that a group of stunt fighters or, say, a Carillion freighter could penetrate it, blow the power system, and fly back out just in time to escape a massive explosion.
Oh, now that's really splitting hairs, isn't it?
Lord Sidious, we're looking at a 7 quintillion credit loan. My bank is going to need guarantees that some womanizing gambler isn't going to blow this one out of the sky.
What did you have in mind?
Well, our legal department put our heads together and came up with a solution.
Which is?
A large orange sign posted at the secret entrance that says, Off Limits.
That's it, is it? I agree to put a silly orange sign up, and we can have this loan?
Well, there is one more thing.
What the photon else?
Well, we notice from the floor plans that you have provided plenty of restroom facilities. But only 1 in 10 are designated for females.
Yeah?
I think you know that this is in direct violation of Intergalactic Equal Opportunity Law 35.675.3785.3565-B, as written and presented by the late, great Senator Amidala.
Oy vey.
Now, Lord Sidious, we greatly value your business here. But in order to approve this loan, we do insist that the plans be modified to provide equal access for all genders and species.
Even huts?
Even huts.
Mr. Chapman, are you aware that our military units are almost exclusively human males, and therefore do not require equal restroom facilities?
Well, Lord Sidious, I wouldn't know anything about that. I just know that the law states, and what our policy says about compliances with that law.
Mr. Chapman, I am the Emperor, and I am the law.
I'm sorry, sir, but Super Corporate Bank believes in equal opportunity, and we will not do business with any government or entity that does not recognize every species' right to use a restroom in its own way.
Very well, Mr. Chapman. If you are so set against giving me your business...
I am.
I have no choice but to introduce you to the business end of a Rancor. Are we clear?
Will you require a check or cash, Lord Sidious?
A check will be fine.
Very good, sir. It's a pleasure doing business with you, and if there's anything else you require...
Yes, and I will be taking your secretary.
Paris!
What?
You're going home with Lord Sidious.
Why would I do that?
Because I am the richest, most powerful man in the galaxy.
That's hot.
Tatooine TV, episode 26, is a Jeffroni Designs production. For full credit information, please visit jrdonline.com.